continued dictation on Anthony Everett's. This is addressed to Dr. Richard Minkner, M-I-N-K-N-E-R-M-D. Adventist Health, Paradise Rural Health Clinic, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-872-2000. Fax is 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of recent possible cognitive decline with some memory and behavioral impairment. Dear Dr. Minkner, thank you for referring Anthony Everett's for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Anthony gives a history of some difficulty in recollection when in communication with others. Subparagraph, this has not been profound or debilitating. New paragraph. Today he gave a past medical history of having had cancer, cataracts, heart disease, dyslipidemia, stroke, new paragraph, infectious disease history included appendicitis, remote chickenpox, measles, and tonsillitis, new paragraph. He gave a history of adverse reactions to some foods, period, new paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. General, he reported a history of chills, depression, dizziness, headaches, insomnia, and numbness, new paragraph. EENT, he reports some difficulty in swallowing, transient dizziness, a history of hay fever, hoarseness, itching of the eyes and nose, reduced hearing, epistaxis, persistent cough, tinnitus, sinus disease, and rhinitis, new paragraph. Endocrine, he reports a history of change in his hair growth, increasing dry skin, and temperature cold intolerance, new paragraph. Cardiovascular, he reported a history of heart trouble, hypertension, dyspnea with exertion, gastrointestinal, he reports a history of constipation, food sticking in his throat, diarrhea, flatulence, heartburn, hemorrhoids, and painful bowel movements, new paragraph. Genitourinary, he reports no symptoms, new paragraph. Hematological, he has a history of anemia. He reports that he's slow to heal after cuts. He had some difficulty in bleeding excessively after tooth extraction surgery. He denied abnormal bruising or bleeding, new paragraph. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he does report some difficulty with ambulation, with pain in his calves or buttocks suggesting claudication and neuromuscular weakness in the joints. New paragraph, mental health. He reports feeling depressed, having problems with his appetite, difficulty with sleeping. Some thoughts of self-harm. He believes that stress is a problem for him. New paragraph. Neck, no symptoms reported. Respiratory. He has a chronic cough and reports a difficulty breathing. New paragraph. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Male genital urinary. He stands 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 180 pounds. He denied male symptoms. Sexual function. He's not currently sexually active. He did not describe any history of transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Genital urinary, no symptoms reported. Mental health. Oh, we skipped that. Neuropsychiatric, he denies psychiatric referral, history of psychiatric care, seizures, fainting spells or paralysis, personal safety, he lives alone, he did not indicate a history of frequent falls. He did indicate some visual and hearing difficulty. He has completed an advance directive. He didn't request additional information. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse, period. Family history. He did not complete any section of family history. Including education, social history, occupational concerns, serious illnesses, previous operations. And hospitalization history. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, new paragraph. He did not complete the questionnaire involving general symptoms, comma, symptoms involving his head, neck, upper back and arms, middle back, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, ankles, and feet, new paragraph. At this time, he reports that he is just having some difficulty with depression, dysomnia, and mild cognitive impairment, new paragraph. Today, on neurological examination, he's alert, he's oriented, responsive, normally ambulatory, with no obvious neuromusculoskeletal symptoms or unusual ataxia. New paragraph, recommendations. Today, we discussed his clinical history and presentation. New paragraph. I am providing him with a copy of the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of his current capacity. He will return with those results. New paragraph. We are referring him for a neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study. New paragraph, I've given him laboratory testing slips for evaluation of risk factors for cognitive decline and the findings of microvascular disease on his brain MR imaging study recently. New paragraph. When he returns, I will review all these factors in consideration for further intervention and care, considering the clinical findings, historical findings, and the need for further treatment. And so I respectfully, with my professional signature.